The Warwick Sewer Authority is located on the banks of the Patuxent River, next to what's called an oxbow, the U-shaped curve in a river. The river wants to fill in the land next to the oxbow each time it floods. The Patuxent has a history of flooding, sometimes across the treatment plant, all the way to Interstate 95 on the east side of the plant. Superintendent Patrick Doyle says that's why in the mid-1980s, the treatment plant operators built a levee to protect the facility from river flooding.
We have old pictures of guys in boats paddling around the plant. When they built it in the mid-80s and finished it around 87, I believe, 88, we haven't had a flood inside the facility.
That levee was built to protect against a 100-year storm. Then came the Great Flood of 2010, which overtopped the levee, flooded six pumping stations along the river, and caused a power outage. There was no sewer service for a full week. If the levee had been higher, Doyle believes the levee would have protected the facility from this historic flood. And this is why work is underway to raise the levee to protect the facility now against 500-year storms. Doyle walks out of the operations building at the plant to describe the completed work so far.
So this pile of dirt you see over here is loam that they stripped off the top of the existing levee so they could build it with the right type of materials.
The levee, about 2,300 feet long, wraps around the treatment facility to the north, south, and west sides. Interstate 95 sits to the east. The north and south sides have already been elevated by adding mounds of earth on top of it. But Doyle says construction workers stumbled upon obstacles when they began to reinforce the west side of the levee where they were going to install flood walls.
There were boulders in the fill of the levee that we don't think was supposed to be there from the original construction. And if we take a walk over here, you'll see them.
He points to a section of the levee with a bunch of boulders at the bottom of it. Construction workers tried unsuccessfully to install flood walls several feet down the middle of the levee, but the flood walls wouldn't take.
And you can see the tops of them are shattered, and when we pulled them out to check the condition of the bottom, they were all broken at the bottom too.
Stumbling across these boulders is a minor setback for the elevation work. Doyle says it actually presents an opportunity to finish the levee with more mounds of earth, as long as they can secure the permits to do that.
Now we're finding out that the earth is the cheapest construction and it has a longer life cycle than the sheeting or the concrete wall.
This work has to be done in preparation for anticipated intense rain due to climate change. In the past 6 years, the treatment plant has been through three federally declared disasters, including the complete wipeout of the plant in 2010, says Janine Burke. She's the executive director of the Warwick Sewer Authority. Burke can personally attest to the increasing number of rainstorms.
I don't know what the data is or what the science is behind it. I just know I can tell something different is going on because the number of these events has increased dramatically just in the last 6 or 7 years that I've been working in the field. So I guess that would be my experiential data. It's happening, and you need to get prepared for it. You need to protect your infrastructure, or you'll be out of commission.
It cost about $14 million to recover from the damages, and a federal grant will cover the estimated $2 million to raise the levee. Burke sees that as savings from future catastrophic storm damages and all the overtime it takes to recover. The good news, says Burke, is that the state is taking anticipated climate change threats seriously. She says the state's wastewater treatment facilities and their pumping stations are going to last 50 to 75 years, so everyone involved has to be conscious about that.
And usually local government's not very good at doing that kind of long-term planning, but something else is going on in Rhode Island. There's a lot of good people thinking about this and really trying to keep it on the front burner and moving forward. So,
roughly within the next 3 months, the Department of Environmental Management will conduct vulnerability assessments at all of the state's 19 wastewater treatment facilities.
We're going to have rainstorms and flooding no matter what.
That's Bill Patnode, an engineer at the DEM's Office of Water Resources.
So we do need to look at how our facilities responding to not just what we think is going to happen, but what is happening. We know from the National Weather Service that there are trends in increased precipitation intensities. So we need to plan for that, no matter what the cause is.
Patnode says all of the treatment plants are at risk for flooding, storm surge, and power outages because these facilities were built in low-lying areas with gravity in mind.
So that means that when you're designing collection systems and wastewater treatment facilities, you design them at low points so that the sewage in the system will flow naturally to that point to be treated. it's much cheaper to do it that way. Use gravity as your friend in the wastewater world.
That is, until the sea and the rivers start to respond to these man-made changes along shorelines and to the climate. Pat Note says there's a lot at risk if the state doesn't prepare for future climate change impacts. Rhode Island's 19 wastewater treatment plants treat 100 million gallons of wastewater daily.
We produce that every day. That has to be treated. That has to be treated to exacting standards so that we don't impact what we love so much about our state, which is our bay, our rivers.
During the 2010 flood, raw untreated sewage from different treatment plants entered the Patuxent River and eventually Narragansett Bay. Other treatment plants discharged raw sewage during Superstorm Sandy, too. So shoring up wastewater treatment facilities is also a public health concern. Pat Note says these vulnerability assessments will take a look at how climate change affects weather, and it will examine what changes facilities will have to make, anything from moving or elevating pumping stations to installing protective walls. Facility managers will need to identify in what order of priority they should pursue those changes. Raising the levee was a top priority for the Warwick Sewer Authority. Executive Director Janine Burke is pleased with the progress so far as she walks toward the north side of the levee, now 5.5 feet higher than it was back in 2010.
The earthen levee, it'll last forever. My kids' grandkids will be looking at that thing. It's earth, and as long as it's constructed properly and settles properly, it'll never go anywhere. So,
most of the remaining work to elevate the levee will pick up in the spring. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.